if it was a black officer that pulled the trigger, we would not be having this situation. Because I know that for a fact.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that button on vacation. You can see we're actually being consistent, man.
Yes, sir.
We've been talking about it for the past how many episodes. We're finally consistent. We dropped what, 2 episodes this month? Or last month, I should say? Yeah. So we're being consistent. But how you, man, been?
Good stuff. Thank God, man. We thank God. Thank God for growth.
It was V's birthday a couple of days ago.
Yeah, man. I'm old now.
Finally grown.
I'm old now, bro. It's crazy. It's not funny, bro.
How does 21 feel?
How does 21 feel?
He tried to violate you, right? He said, how does it feel being 18?
Buzz. Yeah, man, it feels the same, innit? Like, still have back problems, still the same. It's life, innit? How do you feel?
Man.
This guy's the oldest on the pod, by the way.
Been 21 for like 2-3 weeks now. But it feels good, man. It's obviously more, it's more responsibility and everything, but you know, like the joy in being an older adult, you know, it's really, really good. But yeah. Nah, not really much of a difference, to be fair, because nothing has really changed. Like, I'm just still doing me. You get what I'm saying? It's one of them ones. Well, yeah, man, what we got on the agenda for today, man?
I want to start with the HMP prisoners coming out early, man, because... Chai!
Man.
What a life, man.
I was even looking at the... When I saw that TikTok, I was like, bro, like, he's this guy. Like, guys were saying...
You don't know who that is? That's King Von's nephew, bro.
That's crazy.
That's King Von's nephew,
bro. That's so crazy.
I call it. The fact that they let this guy out early is actually...
Drag.
Scary, bro.
Drop a backstory. What do you do?
What did he do? I don't know.
I don't know you're gonna talk about it, bro. Before we get demonetized, bro.
No, but just
I'll say it for like.
Just filter it.
Your
filter.
Blood. Okay, so he kidnapped some kid, tortured him,
Poured hot water on him,
all this and that. Obviously, he was known for just chefing niggas and all the other stuff he didn't get caught for. But that was the main thing he got caught for.
Yeah,
wow.
The torture and kidnapping. And,
like, yeah, the whole blackmailing on him, bro.
I just want to know, like, what's the criteria to actually releasing prisoners at this point? Because
it's because the prisons are.
Yeah, no, but obviously there should be a criteria, because obviously guys that got busted for like selling just little amounts of like weed, like. Because that is so crazy, like.
Yeah.
But I don't like how like guys are celebrating his like welcome home. Everybody's scared. No, yeah. But guys.
Like, but why if you're in East London, you're scared.
Like, why are you scared?
What do you mean, you scared?
The guy's not gonna come out and be straight back onto that. He might wait maybe a month before he actually does that.
Yeah, Halloween's right around the corner, man.
Tight probation as well. You can't go in for kidnapping and torture and they let you out and they, bro, if this guy,
they would have probably, he's
gonna be back.
Yeah, I know, but.
You ain't got nothing to be scared. Don't worry, bro.
He's why are you touching me like that? Don't try.
But do you know what he put on his, what's it called? On his TikTok bio, he was like, oh, revenge is like air, always necessary.
Yeah, crazy. Send him back.
Like, what?
You're telling me.
Do you know how insane that is? Like, you know, that's my days.
So, you know, that's it. Some people don't deserve to actually come out of prison.
Nah, that is so.
If you're looking for me to say something bad about him on camera.
It's that, not happening.
Free you, bro.
It's not happening. Free you. Man, welcome back,
bro. That's crazy, man. Fresh home.
But I mean, I like the way, like, obviously, the whole scheme has been introduced, because obviously, it also allows people that feel remorse for their actions and obviously regret and stuff. Because I was watching, there's this guy on TikTok who usually like records prisoners that just come out, and he's like, oh, like, how many years did you do and how do you feel right now? And I just watched a couple of his videos and that came up on my For You page, and it's like, wow, some of these guys are like, oh, this is my first time, my first and last, like, I'm never doing this again, whatever. And it's like nice to see that rehabilitation program kind of work. But to be fair, the system is still like system is still like broken, because I guess that there's no way you can actually put these guys back in the society. Like, majority of these guys, their only options is to actually just go get into music and just start rapping and see where
it's bittersweet, to be honest. I don't really like the introduction of it, because I feel like it's backwards. Like, as much as they're doing it, Labour's doing it on like a, I don't know, they're doing it because of the pressure that I put under, right? Because like you just said, the system is still backwards. They're not letting these people out with what I feel like is a real plan. Like, you come out of prison, you're not really, what's the word? rehabilitized, whatever it is. Yeah. You're not really changed, like literally, because you're just being let out. What, these man, how are they going to get a job? True. How are they going to enter back into society in a normal way? They're not, they've literally just been kicked out, said, yo, go
out. Apparently, like, yeah, a lot of these man, like, they, when they came out, like, they were coming out to, like, G-Wagons, bro, Range Rovers, like,
Rolls Royces,
that's the fake facade, bro.
It's not, bro, this young, this guy got an armored truck.
Bro, that's what they're doing
these
it.
These man are from ends, like.
Freedom, G, you're forgetting this.
But you see, the problem with that is, yeah, deeper, yeah. You might say these guys have gone prison, yeah, for whatever drug crimes, this is and that, and not my business, innit? They've come out to be introduced to their friends who have got the money to get them these Rolls Royces and these things from the same crimes they just came out from. So it's going to be a path line straight back
in.
Because he's going to pay that back.
He doesn't have to pay that back.
It's more, but imagine now you go to jail for drugs. You're like, bro, I've been in here for 2-3 years, yeah. You come out to a Rolls Royce. The rest of your boys are doing drugs. You think that you're going to go home like, guys, I'm not doing
yeah, anything. Literally, bro.
The way they picked you up, you're going to be like, yo, I need more of that.
And how's he gonna do that, bro? You can't go get a job at Waitrose. You can't get a job at Sainsbury's. You're gonna have to do the things that led you back into the same path, and then that's the problem. Because
I'm all for like celebrating them coming out, but it's like not
I don't know. The UK prison system's washed as it is, bro. A lot of these men go in and out, in and out, in and out. They need to do. I mean, I couldn't tell you what they could do better.
But I don't feel like, but, like there's not really much of a different pathway for them to take, because you need to understand this. Once you go to jail, I feel like that's one mistake that changes your life.
Yeah, you're marked for life, really.
You can't really hide it from a DBS check. You can't not put, you don't put it in a CV, but it's there. Like,
yeah, they're good.
Someone that walks with you.
Yeah, when you put it in an interview, they ask, have you been to jail? Yeah.
Yeah, and you sold drugs. Like, bro, don't be like, no. Try to go to, I think most of the jobs that allow
cash.
It's cash in
hand. Yeah.
Bricklaying and stuff. And
labor and jobs,
yeah. They're not even built for that. Bro. So it's like, there's not really much.
Do you know what it is? When it comes to, sorry, you're done.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say, when it comes to stuff like that, literally the last thing I'll say about it is like, shit, my bad, my mind went blank. But I was gonna say, oh yeah, when it comes to like going into jail, right, and coming out of jail, whatever, from my perspective, I would assume that a lot of these guys, yeah, who are in and out of jail, whatever it might be, they've created like this habit for them, like the lifestyle they're living, it's a habit. They go back to what's natural for them. For example, like it's hard for people to do what is, sorry, it's hard for people to like basically snap out their patterns. What I mean by that is when they come out of prison, for them to actually get their life on track, they have to work hard, bro.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if I'm being real, I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These men don't want to do that. Yeah, man. Which is fair enough because, bro, they have to actually go against the grind. And if you've been in our prison for the last, since you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever, you're not going to come out at 21 and go hard. Well, most people won't go hard to try fully change their life. You're going to end up slipping because
so then that's because that's the only thing you kind of knew in it growing up.
You get
it.
I'm only really ever talking about drug dealers because I feel like when it's now to do with violence.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. Yeah.
With drug dealers, most of them are in that to get out. Does that make sense? Mm. They're in there to make money. Now, if you were already selling drugs, more time you didn't really have an option. There's some people who did, but they just, but the ones I'm talking about, the ones who had to sell drugs in order to survive. If that's the only thing you knew how to survive, once you go to jail, yeah, cool. Then you knew it was bad enough that you come out. What are you really going to do after? Because surely you would have tried other things than selling drugs. But now you go to jail and come back out. You definitely don't even have a chance of getting a job.
And I also think it's one of them ones where, like, if you've come from a point where, like, obviously you're grinding hard, doing whatever you're doing, whether illegal or not, and you've been accumulated to a certain lifestyle, once you then come out of jail now, it's like you want that lifestyle back. You can't scale down, because it doesn't make sense to scale down, because like, why would you go from having this much money and then now you're not working like to just live by, you get what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't make any sense.
I understand the prison system or the punishment system in terms of you do bad, you get in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a thing that after, do you know what I'm saying? Because when you were younger, you do something bad, you get disciplined. After your parents tell you, don't do it again, they treat you different ways. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Bro. Yeah.
Prison system, you just get in trouble. That's it. And they stain your name. It's more of a thing where once you go to jail, they put a marker on you and then you're done for life.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah.
I don't really.
Do you, man, feel like money is like, I don't even know, money is the root of all evil, basically, in a certain sense? Because to be fair, talking about the prison thing, a lot of these men who go to prison, let's say for drug dealing, whatever, They go there because they needed to make the money. And it's never like a thing where like guys want to do the thing the rest of their life. They're just trying to make enough money to get out. Mm. Obviously, get caught in that cycle. Same time now, they come out. It's the same thing, bro. You need money. So it's in a catch 22.
Sometimes, you know, I feel like it's more suffering can really like show you somebody's evil side. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, money. If anyone's chasing money, like, yeah, obviously, there's going to be bad things they do.
I don't even think it's suffering. I think it's more like greed.
Yeah.
100%. Because you realize, like, there's a lot of guys that have suffered.
Do these evil things or bad things, or whatever you want to call it, is because they feel like they have no other option. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, like, let's say a specific area. I'm not going to say any area, but let's say an area like Rundown Council, blah, blah, blah. Their man don't really have a lot of money being pumped into there. They don't have opportunities to make their money. All they really know how to do, or in an area where it's deprived, there's a lot more crime. Why is that? Do you know what I'm saying? There's no money, yes, but it's like many people are struggling to get by. How can I get by? My man's wearing a watch. It's not personal, but I need that watch. My kids need to eat. Does that make sense? It's not, nice watch, bro. I need that. You're wearing it on your snap. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand? That's why it could be greed, but I literally think most of it is suffering. Like, usually homeless people, they ask you for change. Some, they ask you for change, you say no, that man could possibly beat you up or rob you or whatever. Due to frustration of the suffering. Does that make sense?
Why do you think it's greed?
I think it's greed because I see that there's a lot of people that have suffered, and like sometimes you might think your suffering is the worst, but it's like you haven't even scratched the face of like how bad other people have seen it. You get what I'm saying? And there's people that literally have seen it so bad, like you could damn near say that they're the most unluckiest people in the world, but still they don't resort to like dealing, they don't resort to doing all like the illegal things to like try and get an up and come. You get what I'm saying? Like there's guys that literally have nothing and still they'll pull up to work, they'll do that late night shift, they'll hustle, all that money will go and pay rent, they'll repeat the same cycle the next month. So I feel like it's greed. Like when it gets to a point that obviously like there's times where like a lot of people will struggle, like in life you struggle, like there's no way you would not be in life and you're not struggle. Even rich people struggle. So it's like, if you now think that, oh, resorting to this to get a quick fix is like, it's not sustainable. And because it's not sustainable, if you get caught, you're even putting yourself in a much deeper hole because that now goes against your credentials.
I hear what you're saying, man. I feel like me and you're actually talking about the same thing. I'm just talking about a different set of people. You're talking about greed. But someone to be greedy, they need to have something or want more than greed.
Nah, some people don't know. You can have nothing and want to get that in a greedy way.
Yeah,
100%.
Elaborate, bro. Talk, man.
I agree with T, to be fair.
What do you think?
I feel like where you're coming from, you're talking about a set of people, whereas like, for example, I feel like your environment, isn't it? Yeah. Really and truly. Because if you're in an environment where opportunities for you, you're not going to necessarily have issues like that. Whereas if you're in an environment where you want to go and do it, or there's opportunities but you're lazy to do, that's where the greed comes from. Do you understand? Because for example, we've all come from kind of both kind of areas, you get what I mean? Any of us could have fallen into the greed part, or we could have, you know, gone down into the other route. You know what I mean? So it depends your environment as well, and it depends on you yourself what you want to do. Because in all fairness, everyone knows right and wrong. Do you get what I mean? So it's whether you willingly yourself want to take the easy way out to get money, or would you rather hustle for your money? Do you get what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I was going to say, what's the question you just asked, sorry?
Do you feel like it could be greed if you have nothing? So obviously I'm talking about greed in terms of money. If you have no money.
It can be greed. It can be, I mean, if we're linking greed to like envy, it's basically the same emotion in a sense, isn't it? To be fair, it's funny you say this. I had this thought on the way here. I'm trying to land it because obviously I genuinely had the thought over here. I had a, for example, like sometimes envy or greed or even spite, obviously all the same emotion, are not necessarily always bad, because I feel like when you come from a place like we came from, or where, especially where I came from, a lot of my motivations in life I realized are through spite, as bad as that sounds. Like even now with the pod, bro, let's be real. Like when us man do our thing, yeah, it doesn't have to be spite and envy, like, oh, this guy has this, he shouldn't have it. But it's like, this guy has this, I'm hungry too, I want that. That's how we operate.
That's not ambition, though. I don't think that's
But that can also be inspired, bro.
Yeah.
But they're not always have. They don't always have negative consequences. You might. You have to have that in you.
Negative.
You play sports, right?
Yeah. No, but there's friendly competition. No, because like for example,
we have friendly competition. My nigga, if I can do this thing and get over somebody, I would do it, bro.
No, but you need to understand this. Sports. Let's say there's a starting 11, two strikers in one team. There's one guy that's always getting in the team before you.
Mm.
You will not envy him or anything. You might be jealous, which is negative, but that jealousy could fuel your ambition.
Is jealousy not envy?
Well, yeah, no.
You want to be in his spot, no?
No. You want to be in his spot, but that's because you both play for the same team.
Okay.
But where I'm saying that, like, you can't be spiteful or stuff like that, because if you're spiteful towards him, you don't break. Like, you're not going to, you're going to end up building a hate.
Yeah.
But if you envy him, like, he has what I want. He's as hungry as I am.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing that I'm not doing? That's not fueling your ambition to Undo. Be better.
Undo.
Does that make sense? If it's not a thing where you now have that negative emotions and you act on it negatively, you now do something to train it to injure him, and then you get your spot.
Drag. Yeah.
Nah, drag. How? That's what I'm saying. There's two separate sides to it. Of course, we're talking about the negative side, but at the end of the day, the ambition I have, the catalyst of that is my spite. I'll be honest, bro. From where I come from, especially from where we come from, yeah.
I understand.
A lot of what happens is spite. Obviously, that's where you get the whole crabs in a bucket mentality. But I hold my hand up and say, yeah, a lot of the stuff I do in this life, bro, I don't do it looking at niggas like, yo, he shouldn't have it. But I do it like, I should have that as well. Like, and I can get that.
Sometimes I even feel like, bro, if this guy has it, why can I not have it?
Can I not have it, bro?
But it's yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it is spite because you're doing
no,
it
that from is, cause a you're negative not-
type of-
That's why.
No,
I don't think
nah.
so.
I feel like you envy them.
You can, you no, but spite can be done in envy. It's like, bro, how come this guy has it, but I'm better than this guy and I don't have that? See, you get what I'm saying? That's spite.
That's mixed with pride. That's kind of a little bit spiteful.
No, but that's spite.
That's where the spite comes
you get,
from.
But that's it. But
it
again,
have negative connotations yeah. as a.
Well, sometimes you need to understand. You see, let's use this podcasting for example. We know our thing is yeah. But there's some guys out there, they might not probably bigger than us. Like, I don't know, I don't really. Them guys probably, they could be bigger than us, and we'll be like, well, our foot is better than them. We know that. But for you to now be like, bro, why the hell are these guys getting invited to so-and-so, and we're not, and we're so much better? That's bad. But if it's
yeah.
Like, yo, them might not like, they're doing their thing, but we're better than a man, let's keep grinding.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
But that's what I'm saying.
There's two different ways, but
I still think that's fine.
That's saying let's better ourselves and let's keep going. I don't think it's fire. I think it's seeing somebody else's achievement, you knowing that you can achieve the same thing because you're better than them, and then you just apply it to yourself. I feel like that's more.
I hear it.
Spiteful is when you want them to crash and burn so that you guys can.
Yeah, but they don't need to crash and burn. It's just more the fact that.
You know, I think actually, hold on. I think the spite aspect comes in a sense of like, I want these men to know that I know
that I'm better than them. Yeah, and it doesn't yeah, it wouldn't even come from bro, it wouldn't come from the pack. It wouldn't come from like, oh,
hatred,
I need to like hatred. Something bad needs to happen to you. It's like, nah, bro, in due time you're gonna see what gone.
Yeah, we don't you don't necessarily have to have that. I tell you now, I don't care about a next man's thing, innit. I never want no one to do bad so I can eat. I don't have to someone else doesn't have to be hungry for me to eat, innit.
100.
But I promise you now, and if people are lying if they say this ain't them, innit. If you come from a certain area, certain upbringing, right, you always operate with a certain level of hunger, like spite in you, because bro, you don't have it and that nigga has it. Maybe, so you gotta go get it.
Spite incorrect. I feel like it's more of, how do I say it? Like, you want what they have. What's that word?
That's envy, bro. Yeah. You envy. Yeah, you like, and that comes with a degree of spite.
Like, okay, then you're right. In terms of many things I do now, or what I want in the future, is because when I was growing up, I saw things I wanted. Do you know what I'm saying? Not because I'm better than them, but it's just what I wanted. Now, where I'm saying the envy can come in terms of sports is where you know that it's evident you're better than this person and they're getting what you should be getting. Mm. I understand the spitefulness towards that, but I guarantee if you feel like you're better than someone and they're getting what you think you should be getting, there's definitely negative emotions towards that person. Like, you're never going to really.
Absolutely.
How do I say it? Like that person the way you should. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I felt like this podcasting thing, Erastus had his own thing, I had my own thing. But, bro, like, my combos are, he's chatting about things and girls and I'm speaking about so and so that, like, everybody's loving, but he's now 100K, I'm on 1K. I'm always going to be like, well, I should be there. Why is he there? Do you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
That's where that negative emotions are coming from.
I hear what you mean, but I mean, again, like I'm saying, I'm talking from my own personal perspective. I think you're right to an extent, but obviously you're talking more about the sense where, which is still true. When I say, I was just saying that spite is not necessarily always bad, right? Or that type of feeling you have in you. Because I promise you now, from even playing sports and being like playing at a high level, bro, you get around people, bro, these men are driven by jealousy, hard. That's how they get to where they are. Doesn't mean you have to have hate in your heart. The only time it goes too far is what you said, when you it's get like people like, oh, yeah, he has this, he shouldn't have it. I should. That's when it gets to, and that's when you get people doing the slimy shit to get where they are and trying to backdoor people and da-da-da. Yeah, you ain't got to be like that.
If we'll quickly just wrap up this one.
So your point is basically a thing where, like you said, no one has to go hungry to eat. It's just a thing where you know you should be eating too.
And last comment on that as well, but the whole money thing as well. I feel like I agree with your point now, I thought about the whole jealousy, the whole greed and...
Suffering.
Yeah, I feel like it is suffering more because... the pursuit of money and the avoidance of suffering will always make people do way more to evil, or do way more, go a further length to basically avoid that suffering than greed will. Greed will only make you want and want more, but that don't give you the drive to go this length to avoid whatever it is that you're avoiding. Hence why in more, impoverished areas, you'll see people doing extreme things. Yeah, but sorry.
I hear it. Should we move on to the situation with the Chris Cabba thingy? The death of Chris Cabba.
Yeah.
I don't really have much to...
What's your man's thoughts about it? So basically, backstory, a police officer shot and killed someone.
Be careful your words, by the way.
A police officer shot a black man. He was running away from police in a car. And he basically struck him in his head. And the police officer was found not guilty. What's your man's thoughts about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guy is a criminal.
Well known
criminal. Yeah. He was
6'7".
And six days prior to his death, he had attempted to kill someone, or he had killed someone.
Is that what they were arresting him on?
Basically, what happened was he had fled, and they had trapped him.
The car that was used the car.
I just wanted to know the proper backstory. I don't think, because I've seen clips of them saying he pulled out a gun, but is that what they wanted to arrest him for?
No, he didn't actually have a weapon on him.
No, he's talking about if the incident that happened is the reason why.
I
couldn't tell you, but more than likely, the car itself was marked by armed feds for that's a car driven by a person or the individual who must have had a gun. So I'm assuming that was why, but I'm not sure.
I ain't got nothing to say on it because I don't really understand what the argument is going on, but
do you have anything to say on it?
Me, if I speak, I'll probably get us cancelled, so I'm not gonna go over with it.
This my thoughts. And I'm gonna try and be very considerate. But I don't believe I think we as a community and we as black people, we need to choose our battles more carefully. And the reason why I say this is because, is the institution racist, the police institution? Yes, it is. However, if you don't put yourself in a position to be attacked by the police, you would not face these things on a consistent basis. I've been seeing guys on Twitter saying, oh, these Canary Wharf blacks, obviously Canary Wharf blacks, guys that working, oh, you guys think you're better than this, because guys are disagreeing, saying that, oh, why would I come out to come and protest for a guy that wanted to take the life of another person a couple of days before? It does not make any sense.
So what's your stance?
My stance is that what has happened has happened. The police officer, by law, has been prescribed as not guilty. Whether you think he's guilty or not, you would have to accept that. There's no way you cannot accept that. Because this case is not a case where it's like, oh, it was clear cut that he was racist. Bro, a police officer is acting in line of duty. He's chasing a suspect that has killed
someone a couple of days before, chasing the car. They've blocked the roads for this car. This car is still trying to fight through. The police officer, yes, he has gone to the front. He stationed himself in front of the car. The car's still trying to like fight through. In that moment in time, that car is a weapon against the life of this police officer. Yes, he has put himself in front of it, but that car is a weapon. Now, if he has now discharged his weapon in line of duty to a known suspect, you cannot come and now start fighting saying that, oh, this was injustice, this was injustice. This guy is a criminal. This is not his past. This was 6 days ago where he had attempted to take a life. He did that in a club setting. He brought out the gun in a club setting. Anyone else could have randomly been hit by a stray bullet if that was the case.
Do you want me to say my point?
If I keep on going, I kid you not, I'll get so mad because...
I feel like, in terms of what I have to say about the situation, it's too complex to give and like as strong as a reaction as you've given. I understand why you feel the way you feel, but at the same time, my issue with the way things have played out is that it goes to show how, not even goes to show, sorry. It's like, you can't have, the way you're reacting, I'm understanding it, but at the end of the day, bro, as much as, you know, the things you're saying make sense, yeah, that guy was a human. That's someone, listen, that's someone's son, someone's cousin, someone's brother.
I don't know, I understand them,
yeah, okay. And I understand people are going to be like, what are you talking about? He's a criminal, bro. I don't live in a black and white world, bro. You can, when something like that happens, yeah, you can see the narrative being fled to push to why, like the reaction on social media, especially from a certain group of people, right, has been almost like, this is a wrong done right. People are acting like this needed to happen or, oh, because of this, highlighting all of these negatives, right, which they're bad. I'm not saying that, but highlighting all these negatives does not now warrant for that type of extreme reaction.
Agreed. I agree.
Just let me keep going.
I agree.
Like you're about to go. So it does not, that now what would be an over, I don't know, like also an outrageous type of reaction in that type of situation, because in this country, like it or not, we do not have a death penalty, bro. You get the suspect, you bring them back, and they face the consequences of their actions. Now, I understand in that situation, this is what I'm saying, I don't have a set opinion because generally, it's too complex. I saw the police officer there, I saw the car, and I understand that the guy had the gun, the guy was ramming his car in and out, but I cannot be like, yo, I'm for, or even like understanding of why another person should be, whether the guy was black, mm-hmm. whether he was white, bro.
Let me answer that. Just to clarify, I'm not saying his death is justified. Just to clarify, I am saying that we cannot take to the streets for a man who clearly does not value the life of another man. No. Listen. Wait. Let me land.
Let's see.
We cannot take to the streets for a man who clearly does not. And again, you have to let's be frank. He does not value his own life because he has put himself in a position that would lead him to be moved by the police. And let me point this. We know that the institution is racist. How many times have you been stopped by police for them to none?
Stopped by police in an aggressive manner?
None. Yeah. None. You're all black people, bro. We are all black. Yeah, I'm not saying these things doesn't happen to the random person. Yes, it does. It does happen. But I kid you not, we cannot allow things like this to say that, oh, because this has happened, now we have to take to the streets to fight. It's not a clear-cut case. It's not a clear-cut case. If it was a clear-cut case of racism, I kid you not, justice would have been proven in that court. It's not a clear court case. I can guarantee you for a fact.
When in this country, not,
but listen,
country,
but also listen.
When
but
in this country, wait, is it a clear court case?
Wait, but
there's always something, because you need to understand it. The narrative of him being a criminal, wherever, is being pushed out because a police officer has killed him. Now, if he was arrested, it would have literally just been a thing where notorious gang member Chris Cabba from 6-7 has been arrested for murder. Like every other case goes. The reason why this one is different now is because a white police officer
had killed a black man.
Stuff that happens in America a lot and these men protest for has not happened, I won't say the first time, but it's not happened this year And that's why there's an outrage for it. No one's saying that he was innocent, he shouldn't have died that way. They're just saying, come on, bro. You could have at least done something else.
But it's the thing.
Shooting him in the head when he was unarmed.
They didn't know that.
But it's the thing.
However, when you watch the video, you can understand the danger that he
was put in. And he's put, yeah.
However, like I said, he was not. If you watch the video, he kept trying to reverse and move forward. That car was not budging. So, in my opinion, you need to shoot.
Eventually, the car would have budged. Should I tell you why it was a good budge? It was a very big car.
I've seen loads of police investigating thingies, and the situation of cars trying to ram them.
They can't.
They managed to get into the car. Once you brought the car off, you can. Police officers can get in. I saw the video. Police officers climbing the car, whatever, jumping around the car. The rifle could have waited a little bit longer, in my opinion.
However, yes, it could be argued. It can be argued.
Everyone saying that he's a murderer, da, 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 da. I have no opinion on that. But for the case to be something, you can't have an opinion. Tell us to pick our facts.
No, I can't. And the reason why.
Pick is because we couldn't have a way.
The reason why I feel.
Same way you're here, you've picked your fight, and your fight is not really for against anyone, but your fight is saying, guys, no, we should leave that because that's a done deal now. But if that was the case, many things would go wrong because if no one speaks up about things they feel that is wrong, bro, everyone's going to be police officer killed this one. He's dead now, though. No one's saying that. Just because he's been found not guilty doesn't mean what he did was actually wrong. Because if I was going to give my opinion to him, because, yeah, again, I've never been in a situation where I have to make a decision like that. So I can never speak for that. But I cannot be behind the screen and be like, you could have waited at least 3 more seconds. But who knows? He could have died in those 3 more seconds.
Okay, but let me ask you now. If he eventually had been killed by another gang member, would we be rioting?
Obviously not.
Okay, why would we not be rioting? Just wait. Let me just answer why would we not be rioting?
We can't riot against, like, how do I say, local beef. People riot against the government.
So would
riot
it be? Bro, so would it be fair? Listen. I'm
gonna answer your question.
But I'm asking. No, but I'm asking because I'm leading to a point. He's okay. Asking. He's the one I'm asking.
We can't answer the question.
No,
as
I was just asking him because just okay, let me land,
so
please.
Can I now answer the same way we have to answer the question? Because you can't just go from his point to try leading to another point, as in like to fuel the same ideology. It's a podcast, bro. We have to all have different opinions.
I'm listening.
Because he's a police officer.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. Full stop.
So would it be right in saying that? As a black community, we normalize gang on gang killings, don't. But we how do we not normalize it?
We don't normalize it because it happens a lot in our community. Does not mean we normalize it.
So how do we not normalize it?
Black on black crime has not become normalized. It happens a lot because of the environment black people are placed in this country leads them to be in certain situations. Certain decisions are made which has led them to be in certain situations. Me stealing your bike today can end me being dead by next week. Doesn't mean that it's normalized for me to be stealing bikes. It's just the environment we're in, the situations we're in. Same thing with white and white crime. Loads of white people
understood
kill each other.
Understood.
Wait, they all kill each other. You can now say that killing people in white and white crime is normalized. No, because yet again, everybody has an issue with it. Because you can't tell me that you're going to kill someone today and everyone's going to be like, oh shit, another one gone.
Mm. No, I'll be real,
people
I don't.
Get used, people don't get used to it. People get numb to the feeling when they see death a lot more, but it's definitely not normalized. And for you to say that, because we're not protesting when it's a black on black crime, does not mean now we can't protest when it's a... It's not even a white on black crime, man. Mm. It's a police on a person.
So crime. Because it's a police on a person crime, does that make the police a racist person?
No one said he was racist.
But it's race theory that is being put into question.
No, it's
what do you mean no?
It's more of the reason why race is being put into question is because a white man has shot a black man.
And they've turned it into a race thing because it's a Black Lives Matter movement that's going on because Chris Cabot got
killed. Because they felt like the shot from the police officer
wasn't necessary. Yeah.
That moment. You need to understand this riot isn't the main, let's say the whole thing is Chris Cabot. But the main thing is not, this man is racist, get him out. It's more of, he shouldn't have died.
Mm.
That's what people are trying to make clear. He shouldn't have died. And if you're trying to argue race, I'm going to step out. Because I'm not...
It's not, no, you can't, it's not even about me. I'm not trying to argue race. Race has been put into it.
But bro,
race is always going to get put into it, man.
Come into it.
So you just said it was not a race thing, but I'm telling you, I was saying it's a race thing. You said race will always be put into it.
You need to understand, the way you're saying racism, you're trying to say that's the main thing. I don't think that's the main thing.
Race, but listen, race is the critical point in this thing because if it was a black officer that pulled the trigger,
we would not be having this situation. Because I know that for a fact. Bro, guys on Twitter have been making... Sorry, I don't mean to shout.
Guys on Twitter is completely different.
What do you mean guys on Twitter is completely...
You need to understand.
My nigga, we cannot use Twitter as the justification.
Literally. It's not about...
Bro, listen, the same way you have your opinion, bro. Right? And we, us, man, all intelligent people, we live in the real world, have our opinion. We can understand that it's not due to race. But of course, race is always going to
come into play. It's
going to
get put into no matter what, bro.
If a black person gets killed by a white person, race is always going to come into play. You can't help that.
If a black person...
We understand that it's not due to that.
What's that instance? The recent riots that happened now, that was even a black person killing a white person. That man moved mad, and that was not even a riot for local government or nothing. That was just a riot for what I call local crime, like within the normal community. That's what I'm saying. You can't say we should pick our fights. We can pick our fights, but in terms of this one, I feel like this one is justified.
Absolutely.
People are upset.
Absolutely disagree.
Protest, but I could literally whatever you want to protest. Exercising your right of like,
yeah.
Why can't they do it? A black man has actually died, like someone's actually died, someone's brother, son, whatever, has actually died, regardless of the life he's living. He was given life and he's a human being. That life was taken from him by a police officer. That now the whole context of the whole like situation that's going on is where people should be discussing. Could he have done this? Could he have done that? And I thought you were coming here to be like, it's done now, innit? Like, you man, it's done now. There's nothing that can be changed. Your protest's not going to bring him back alive. But I don't think that's what they're trying to get across there. They're trying to get across that, bro, he shouldn't have died. Like, you guys should convict this guy of murder because he should have done this differently.
Look.
But then that's where you get up coming and be like, you can't say that because if you were in that situation, you don't know.
I even have some bones to pick with some black people online that said, everyone should be protesting. This is this, that, that, that. This is about looking at the bigger picture. There is no bigger picture to this.
I think there is.
No, I honestly believe there is no.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, so, no, just.
I don't think there's a bigger picture to this. And the reason why I don't think there's a bigger picture to this is because people are playing on the, if you're a black person, you should be outside right now. Bro, I'm not stupid. I would not go out of my way to go and protest for a criminal who was shot when he was evading police. You evade police, you're opening yourself to any possibility of whatever danger could happen to you. This is common sense. It is common sense.
What do
you mean by capital punishment?
To kill, like,
no, we don't.
Yeah.
To protect, a police can also discharge their firearm if they feel that they are in danger by a suspect or the community is in danger by a suspect. He could have argued in the court that yes, the police were in danger of this guy. Even though he didn't have a weapon, the car can be legally looked at as a weapon because he was using it to try and ram to people. Let me just finish this point. Now, if the public and the police officers felt like they were in danger, a police officer has the right to fire his gun. You can now say, was it justified or not? If he had stopped the car and had paused when he was being told to stop, would he have been shot? Answer me the question.
That's like saying if you didn't commit the murder, you
But listen, the likeliness, okay, we cannot say for sure, but the likeliness of him being shot if he had complied with the police is paramount.
I'll be real, you're sounding a lot like the white American.
It's not about sounding like, no, it's not about the, it's no, it's not about that. Let's be, bro, this is race theory, critical.
This UK, what I've noticed, police officers on the norms, not like America, but here on the norms, they don't carry guns, yeah? Unless there's a threat of a gun or a gun-like weapon, that's when them men are only deployed. Just to let you know, by the way.
Yeah, no one carries a gun.
The only reason why they were there is because they're chasing him for a murder he's committed with a gun. Does that make sense? If he was unarmed in that car, them men basically don't need to be there. But it's due to his profile of being likely to carry a firearm.
Okay.
Why they were there.
Okay. Now, so if someone...
Hold on. For a shot to be fired, I believe... their life must have been in danger because they saw a gun and he was either about to shoot them or, like I said, he had the gun with him and he was trying to evade the police. Do you know what I'm saying? That's when people get shot by the police is because they had an also gun. When people have knives, people have, like, you know, evading police. Mm. I've seen car chases live. Oh, they will have knives and everything in the car. Police are still tackling them down.
Some car, but majority of these car chases that you're seeing does not have to be, is not linked to, oh, this person killed someone before. It's linked to, listen, it's linked to wielding knives. When a gun comes into question, it changes everything.
And that's what I said. But you're saying, oh yeah.
So him having a gun couple days before attempting to kill someone with the car already being marked, that's grounds for armed police to be there.
That's why I said no. That's why, yeah, because of his profile. But in that situation, he was unarmed. Yes or no?
I mean, they would have found out that he was unarmed after they've searched the car.
Let V speak, because it's going to be off track. No, speak.
They would have found that he was unarmed after they've searched the car, after he had already been.
Speak.
I'll finish the conversation.
Of course, he could have been arrested if he had stopped the car.
Shooting at the police throughout the chase, or they would have definitely tried to shoot the police once they were stopped. One or the other. Yeah? They would have known he had a gun. Now, let's say now, in your situation, they didn't know he had a gun, they just suspected he had a gun. At the end of the day, armed police are there. Does that make sense? And these guys are trained to the point where the minute there was police surrounding, it wasn't just the guy in the front, by the way, but there was police surrounded all around. The minute he would even go to reach anywhere else other than that steering wheel was holding, they would have shot him.
But you have to realize this guy.
Shot him just because he was trying to.
This guy is the guy in the front. If you've seen the diagram of the thingy, there's cars parked on the side. There's the officers that are on the pavement of where the whole ordeal is going. This guy is in front of the car. I'm not saying the killing is justified. My whole point still revolves around the fact that we cannot pick this as a staple for what we should be fighting for. No, we cannot. Bro, I disagree.
Yo, V, please speak.
I absolutely disagree.
Wait, let V speak.
I was going to say, just to finish the conversation, that, again, I'm not here to justify, to say whether or not that him being shot was right or wrong. Quite frankly, that's not my place. I feel like it's way more complex than that. I was going to talk about the bigger picture thing, like, the bigger picture is, at the end of the day, when stuff like this happens, race will always come into play, whether or not we like it, right? And when stuff like this has happened, right, regardless of right and wrong and this and that, the bigger picture is people are going to use this to fuel stereotypes. I've already seen it. Like I said, people come with the narrative like this is a wrong made a right. Like, oh, because of this guy's history and this past and this and that, we're going to use that to be like, yeah, that's why the police officer should have done it. Like, this action is now justified 100%. Like I said, again, there's the details, the guy's car moving back and forth, whether, like, that can be argued all day. But at the end of the day, the big picture is when situations like this happen and we don't speak about it, or we just go, well, to be fair, he was this, so we're going to leave this one. No, bro, because there's people behind the scenes that are, it's helping them fuel certain ideas. Like, okay, see, like, this black person was doing that. So yeah, like, our police should be doing this. So yeah, like, maybe do check that one black kid because he looks sketchy, because this Chris, like, the conversations need to be happen, right? Shit would never get solved easily. Things always have to be talked about, regardless of whatever. We can't now be like, yeah, people shouldn't protest. If you don't want to protest, don't protest, bro. People on Twitter cannot force you to protest, but people, if they want to go protest, they should, because there's stuff that needs to be spoken about. You need people to do that. Otherwise, these type of things will go under the radar. And then at the end of the day, bro, it'll be the one killing, then another.
But this is the thing. It goes back to the black community normalizing the gang on gang violence and ignoring. But listen! Bro, just let me land. Let me give you an example. In 2018, there was a guy named Abraham Badru. He was shot outside of his house. In 2007, when he was 14, he prevented a girl from being gang and gave evidence at a trial that put the attackers behind bars. When the attackers came out, what did they do? They killed him. Where was Black Lives Matter then? Where was Black Lives Matter? I'm being serious. Where were they? Do we not protest? Do we not protest for normal people again? Me? Yes, I am asking you guys.
Where were we at 2018, bro? Where were we at 2018, bro?
You realize
the
type.
I understand your point, but bro, like, what type of question is that to put me on the spot and answer? Bro. I don't fucking know.
I was.
You need to understand. So, yeah. If you want to make the change, bro, you start the change yourself.
Bro, you understand the tech, bro. Bro, no, don't get mad, don't get me mad. Do not get me mad.
What you're saying now, yeah, where was Black Lives Matter then? Okay, maybe people didn't protest.
But that's the point I'm trying to make.
You need to understand.
How does it not make sense?
Your point makes sense.
Institutions, not against
your point.
Since when? No, it was not. Black Lives Matter was not.
Black Lives Matter was against the police that the guy in America that was
George Floyd
that was kneeling down.
Black Lives Matter, they've existed before George Floyd.
That was their peak.
That was not their peak.
Whatever, that was the peak for me, man.
Yeah, I hear you. A lot of people I hear it, because you know what it is? A lot of people in our generation would not have known. Yeah. It wasn't until
Until then, I didn't know anything about Black Lives Matter. But whatever.
Yeah, carry on.
Speaking about, where was Black Lives Matter when they basically came out and they killed the guy who protested against them? What do you mean?
You know, two things can be true at the same time. No mean? One is disagreeing with your point, but it's just like, my point is just that it still doesn't mean people can't go out and have, like, make a big deal about this, because they need to, bro. Conversations need to be had. You're right. Black people do normalize gang on gang violence, but
not necessarily.
Yes, they do. Yes, we do. Bro, young, this just.
Land?
Okay, cool.
Can I land?
Why can we not protest against all the day-to-day people like us?
Day-to-day is going to happen regardless.
What do you mean?
The protest is to get attention of people of the people higher up, institutions and stuff, to actually make a change. How is a protest going to appeal to
Gang violence needs to stop, this is that, whatever, and we took those type of protests seriously, do you think there will still be gang violence in this high amounts?
Cool. We do a protest. You see the protest on someone's social media, you're not like, ah, cool, you know what, they're saying stop black and black crime, cool. Now, imagine this now, you're seeing it on the news. You're seeing it, let's say, like, Nice are now getting banned, like, as a legislation law or stuff like that. Us getting attention from the higher up is us basically appealing to our own people. Because as much as people are saying black on black crime is normal, like, it is not. Black on black crime has just become more because people... not even become more. Black crime is just bad because that's how people are basically, like, kind of zooming into it. Because white on white crime happens. Black on white crime happens. White on black crime happens. But why are you not zooming into that?
Because they will talk about that. No, I'm not holding on. Because they will talk about that in their own spaces. I'm not in spaces with a lot of white people to be knowing what they talk about.
Why are we not protesting against ourselves? Because, yes, us as a community can make a change, yeah?
Yes, we can.
You need to understand this, yeah? That if the higher ups, or like, let's say the important people are given the coverage of what our issue is and given that attention, it appeals to the wider range.
So you realize if we actually made protest against the bad apples in our community, you realize that the BBC and other higher ups would actually pick that up, right?
But people do that anyways. People do. They, like, when people gang crime, people whip, like, had a protest against knife crime and everything.
Yes.
Is there no protest about yes. Gun crime?
When have you seen Black Lives? When have you seen the Black Lives Matter movement protest about that? You haven't, because they haven't done that. What they do is it panders to the higher cases, the bigger cases, as to George Floyd, huh?
As it would.
Yeah, as it would. But again, we're talking about the small changes that can make a very big impact in our community that we don't do.
Brother, why are you yelling at me, bro?
No.
But you need to understand. Us protesting is doing both at the same time.
No, it is not doing both at the same time.
Us appealing that
a police officer shot a black man is not going to stop another gang member from plotting.
I'm not saying this specific protest. Protests like gang crime, what's it called? Gun violence needs to stop. Knife violence needs to stop. But that's also appealing to our community that you want to say, oh, the white and white community or whatever, because it's not just black people that are killing black people.
I mean, gun violence protests don't happen in the UK because there's rarely any gun violence protests. Knife crime protests, No, I'm okay. I'm listening.
In general, because you're saying our community is not just in the UK.
I got you.
So I'm saying the protest is what we're making about the gun crime and knife crime. It is also appealing to us. We are also telling ourselves, guys, drop these knives. Guys, stop these guns. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's now the what's it called? The rules and stuff, or the attention from the higher ups that can actually, you know, once they give attention this far and everybody's focused on it, because yes, black people as a community, we can make the small changes, da da da. But everybody comes together to make a change, the change is going to happen. And that's what I'm trying to make clear to you. That's what I'm saying. You tell us to pick our facts wisely is very, very cool, because if we're really to pick our facts wisely, bro, everybody should be fighting about everything.
And you can't even say what you think is wise and not wise. What you think is wise.
That's not valid for me to fight about. Because you may feel that way now, but I'm so happy that you've seen at least me, well, me, I don't know if you guys agree, but us man are putting out already within your circle that's already told you, nah, that is worth fighting for.
I don't think it's worth
fighting for. It's okay if that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
I don't think it's worth fighting for. I'm not supposed to tell you today that you're wrong. However, I've just given you
my opinion, yeah.
And that's what I believe.
Because the thing is, I'm hearing what you're saying. Do you get me? No one's saying that what you're saying isn't right.
There's got a lot of emotion behind it that I feel like it might come off wrong.
And we have, sorry, it's going to look like I'm picking on people, but we have guys like Wretch32 talking about, oh, there is a lack of trust in the institution.
There is, though.
I have trust in the institution because I'm not scared. I'm not scared. But listen. I'm not scared. I'm not scared. But listen. Wait. Because I'm not scared of police.
Say what you say. Let's not turn this into a shouting competition. One nigga go.
Okay.
Next nigga go.
Sorry.
Next nigga go. I beg.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared of the police. If I'm scared of niggas, I'm scared of niggas. Because if I look a nigga wrong and he thinks I'm looking at, I'm calling the police straight.
You are
no, why it's the YNs.
Bro,
it's
not about there's a lack of trust.
OGs were like, they'll check you, right?
Because in all seriousness, because I saw a video of Reg32 talking about, oh, there's a lack of trust in the institution, this and that, which is fair. We agree, because they have it's a racist institution.
Mm.
We're not blind to that. You get what I'm saying? But again, we can't keep using this race politics every single time to play in these situations with, because sometimes it's not about that. It's really not about that. We need to take accountability as a community ourselves. And there is no lack, there's literally a lack of accountability within ourselves, because again, we normalize these things every time. When we were younger, when we go to parties, when we see these niggas coming with weapons, we don't cuss them out.
Why?
No, but listen. You're not even letting me chill and let me land. We don't cuss them out. Yes, why would we do so? Again, we're scared. We're not the police. How can we be talking to a guy that has a weapon? You get what I'm saying? But you're not understanding. Listen to my point. We don't push these men out of societies. These men still get invited to the parties that we go to. No, they get invited to the parties that we go to.
Let him land.
He's making jokes. I'm being dead serious.
They get invited to the parties that we go to. They're associated in our everyday lives. Talking about before. They're associated with our everyday lives. We don't place an emphasis to not put these guys in our society.
Let him land.
No, but because we don't do that, these men don't. They feel like what they're doing is fine.
No.
In hindsight, yes. If come on now, let me give an
go on.
If okay, no, I don't want to talk about that because it's a very sensitive topic. But we don't place as much emphasis as we would on someone who has done a heinous crime against a young child. We don't place that emphasis on someone as knife crime. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying they're par on each other, but I'm saying, you understand what I'm trying to say? As a society, we don't place an emphasis on, let's say someone has, an older person has done something abused to a younger person. We know how we handle situations like that.
Yeah.
We literally demoralize them from society. We don't do the same to people with knives. We don't, okay. And that's a fact. And because we don't, they're still embedded in our society.
I feel like there's...
Now you're talking about society. What? Are you talking about black community?
I'm talking about black community with accountability. We don't do that. We do not do that.
I can't lie, you've missed it, that one. I'll be so real.
No, I hear his point. I understand his point, but I just feel like at the same time, when you say stuff like that, you know you can be the change, right? You have a platform. Like, because I've heard people say that before, black people don't need, then do it. Like, you need to advocate for this type of stuff.
No, he's not buzzing.
For this type of stuff, innit? Because it's one of them loops where it's like, oh, we never do this. Okay, then we should do it then. Yeah. Because I agree with your point, by the way. I feel like it's true. As black people, we're celebrating people being released from prison that have done crime. I'm not saying we should demonize them forever. These people, like I said, my opinion is people are still people. These men are coming outside. If they're really trying to better themselves, they should be given that chance. However, we cannot just be like, yay, this person's out. Woo, I hope they keep rapping about this same stuff that probably got them inside prison. Mm. I understand that. But like I said, at the same time now, bro, like, what's it called? We can't just be like, oh, we make the change. You have to actually actively make the steps in the change. Otherwise, we're just talking on this platform. We're going to post this clip into the thing, get a couple of views and move on.
The same way you were talking about where we're on Black Lives Matter in 2018, most of you are very young then, but now's your time. And here, they, bro, like, you ain't got no small following on TikTok. Like, bro, you've got your people there. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm not saying that's where you should now go in, because that's your, like I said, people have strong beliefs in certain things that they just never really go for. Like, even now, in this case, let's say, sparked a type of feeling that you're like, oh, what are we doing? We're shooting ourselves in the foot sometimes where you allow this to slide, but you ain't allowing this to slide. But then you could be that person where, obviously, you're not like anyone like a pope or anything, but you could be that person where, you know, this certain area is flawed in the black community. For us to be better, bro, I'm going to step in there and try to do my role. And people might even follow you through that. Like, now there'll be someone now behind you that has the same opinion.
You know that.
As much as we're like, not disagreeing with you, but trying to get you to see the other point, yeah? There's people on the live, there's people who are going to watch this that are probably like, you know what? Solomon is speaking facts. Like, I agree. And they will follow you through that, but the change has to stop. And that's what we're trying to really clear to you, that you tell us to pick up facts wisely.
There's no point in
picking. However, yeah. That's what you truly believe. And you want to like do your facts wisely, like you do that.
I hear okay, it. I mean, like, me, I've said my piece on what I believe. Like, it's a very delicate situation. May his soul rest in peace. May the soul of the person that he peace. May his families find peace. But what has happened. I don't think it's a. He did. Did he not? He shot the person. Oh, I thought I read that a person died. Anyways, if I'm mistaken on that, then apologies. But what has happened. The case is not a clear-cut case of where people could be playing the race card, saying that, oh, the officer was being. And again, the officer has a family. You get what I'm saying? Like, whether or not we think it's a race, it was a race thing or not, we can never truly know. Because only he knows in his own mind what he was doing. Parents, teach your children, just train your children well. As I've said this before in a previous episode, training starts from the family, from the parents. If the parents fails you, that's it, done. If once your parents fail you, that's it, done. There's no 100. Again, I'm sticking. Like, but we're not arguing on that. But again, no. once a parent fails their child, that's it, done. We agree to disagree. Everyone plays a part.
Of course, but bro, you have a choice, bro. You have a choice to make, bro.
But my point remains. Parents, love your kids. Train your children in the way that they should be. Put them in the right spaces, not the wrong spaces. Just be invested in their lives. Friends, talk to your friends. You see a guy carrying a, like, bro, what are you doing? This is not the life you should go down.
I can't lie, guys.
I'm not saying.
I feel like because you haven't grown up in that environment, you don't really understand.
It's not. I don't know. But listen. I don't need to grow up in that environment for me to not be able to understand. I wouldn't understand fully. I wouldn't understand fully.
A great guest for the pod that will bring someone who's actually from them size to let you know that, bro.
But listen, I understand. I wouldn't understand fully.
To do with parenting and more so
I feel like
because we had this conversation, and I know you're still sticking to your point from before, which is cool. But like I said, nothing to do with parenting, everything to do with environment.
Literally, I feel like you took a lot more of the political side of it.
I'll be real, like, not to get personal on this point, but you have your family situation, because of the way my family situation is. This is who I am, like, bro, blame them, not me. But that's cap, because the guy you are today is definitely not a testament to how your childhood was.
Literally.
Like, you're a good, upstanding citizen today. As if you believe in the police today. Mm-hmm. Your childhood would not be believing in the police. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And that's due to the choices you made and the people you hang around with. You think where we grew up, we'll be sitting on podcasts talking about, yeah, church, Bible. No, it's a choice we made in our lives.
Yeah, but the family also played a part in it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Bro, I know that, man.
Fundamentals they can place in you, but the choices you make.
Fundamentals are what build a foundation, bro.
Yes, but you can also build on top of that foundation, or you can break it
and make your own one. Bro, you don't necessarily.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Of course, you can. I understand.
No. So don't get me. I actually feel like when we speak about the streets, it's normally from your point of view. The way I see it, it's more political than it is actually real life, bro. And it's understandable because you haven't grown up in it.
But I don't need to grow up in it to be able to.
No, but you kind of do understand.
In Nigeria, why can't you just make bread?
I mean, they do just make bread.
You'll be like, tell me, you have to be there. Like, it's not as easy.
Like you said to us, like, I haven't lived in Nigeria. He hasn't lived in Africa. He hasn't lived in Nigeria. You said to us, you would have survived.
You would survive one day in the streets. But what would you tell us now?
Yes, I would. Exactly. You don't know about the streets like that. There's so much to it.
And even me that's talking about streets. Bro,
do I even live in the streets like that? But I've been such around it. Do you understand? So we're not saying what you're saying is not right. And we're not saying it's wrong. Do you understand?
I understand.
But what we're saying is some of the stuff you do say is from the political side.
It's like you're reading a book. Like you bled it from a book.
Yeah. Some people have actually experienced this. That's why a lot of guys, when they're proper saying, you know, they'll go on the street saying, look, we're giving out JD gift cards for you to give me your knife. These guys have actually experienced all this type of stuff. Do you understand?
They know what they're doing.
So it's guys that come out of Penn celebrating all this type of stuff. Yo, I've just come out of Penn, this, that, and the third. Well, right. Majority of them are going to go back in because that's what they know.
Even going back to knife thing, the way you would tackle knife crime would be, I would say, the way with your standpoint would be probably more detrimental than someone who's actually been in the streets.
Literally.
Because one, someone who's been in the streets knows the easy access or knows many reasons why somebody's carrying a knife. You just see knife, dangerous society, as a law abiding citizen, and attack like this.
Literally.
No, but this is also the thing. Yes, we know there are different reasons why someone would carry a knife, but I feel like because we know there are different reasons, we kind of give them a leeway as an excuse.
There's multiple reasons why someone would carry a knife, bro.
That's what I just said.
Because
we know that there are different reasons why someone would carry a knife, we use that as a pathway to say, okay, you have an out. You have an excuse to why you're doing it.
Stands. It's not an out. It's because, for example,
carrying a knife will always be a no. But why are you carrying a knife? I'll be like, okay, but still no.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not now. Why are you carrying a knife? You have no reasons.
Literally.
What the hell are you doing? I understand why you're carrying a knife, but you don't need to go that way, bro. It's two different conversations you have. That's why we say talk to your friends that are carrying a knife. Oh, some of them, they didn't come to that point. Obviously, I'm not saying they didn't come to that point with a knife, but some people, like, a knife has actually saved their life.
I was about to say, somebody got to say, I hate why you carry a knife.
Yeah, no, literally. There's some guys, they're not even GMs. They just shot, simple shot in. Some guys actually have to carry for the sake of their own protection, bro.
This is where we don't make that.
No, you can't make that thing. It's true. It's true. It's true. Bro, there's certain guys.
Yo, are you listening?
Bro, let me hear you. Same example. You got stabbed up badly. You got chucked in the air ambulance. You're in a coma for two months, bro. You come out now. They say people after you. What do you do? Walk around with you? Feel safe.
You're not going to feel safe.
I'm not saying
you're going to feel safe.
People live this life, bro. When people are actually saying, yo, if we see him, we're going to kill him.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to take him from his mom, from his children. What do you carry? You're not going to carry a nine every day. You've got your nine. See? I don't even want to use it. I'd rather run. But I still want to have it, bro. Like,
some people just use it for sure.
That's justifiable or right. Mm. I'm saying everyone is different humans in this world and everyone's going through different things, isn't it, bro?
That's why it's a saying of we understand. It's not a lie, like, oh, it's a liability.
Yeah. I just feel like you look at things too black and white, bro.
Yeah.
It's never that simple.
Should we do a YouTube video, Solomon in the streets for a day? No, but so on the G thing, we actually do understand where you're saying from. 100%. Yeah. We do, yeah. We are gently. I promise you, everything will be so kush, bro.
I mean, you can't even say that, bro, because a lot of the people that we know and grew up with did things that you inherently would believe that is bad and makes them bad people, but you know they're not bad people.
Of course.
Do you think I'm a bad person for the things they did growing up?
Do you think I'm a bad person?
Of course not.
Do you think he's a bad person?
Of course not, but...
It's more complex than that. But anyway, Sha, we've been talking.
I understand.
Yeah, literally. You remember the two camera to the one camera, man.
But yeah, man.
I feel like it's right to end it here, still.
Yeah.
No, of course.
I feel like it's right to end it here.
Yeah, they're not gonna be niche, but hey.
Thank you guys for watching this podcast. I feel like, and thank you to the guys on the live as well. We peaked at like 118.
That's decent,
people,
man.
On there. But thank you guys, and we appreciate you guys for sticking with us. We're becoming very, very consistent.
Yes, sir.
And when those tickets for the last show drop,
make sure you're there, bro.
Make sure you're there, Make sure you're there. But we appreciate you guys. Thank you. Subscribe to us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and all audio channels. And without further ado, have a blessed evening.